The Keystone XL pipeline is facing another federal lawsuit in Montana. The Rosebud Sioux tribe has joined with the Fort Belknap Indian community to challenge the Trump administration's permit for the pipeline. The tribes say the Trump State Department violated the Administrative Procedures Act as well as federal laws protecting environment and historical sites. This suit joins two others in Montana, now consolidated, since the Trump administration approved the pipeline in March 2017. When President Donald Trump permitted the Keystone XL pipeline to cross the border between the United States and Canada, he reversed President Barack Obama's denial of the permit. Now the South Dakota and Montana tribes are suing the Secretary of State, whose department issued the permit. The tribes say the State Department, quote, reached the exact opposite conclusion as the previous administration on the very same record in violation of the Administrative Procedures Act. Natalie Landreth is an attorney with the Native American Rights Fund. She says this lawsuit overlaps two suits filed in Montana against Keystone XL, but she says this complaint specifically addresses the land and treaty rights that tribes have tried to bring to the attention of the State Department and TransCanada.
They have continually said, hey, this runs right through the Great Sioux Nation. We know there are sites there. We know that there are grounds there. Our members live there. We pay for the water system there. You need to be really careful, and nothing was ever done.
Plaintiffs say the pipeline threatens Rosebud's water system and that the State Department has not analyzed the impact of subpar leak detection practices and the potential hazards to tribal members from oil spills. Tribes also say the State Department has not considered treaty rights. The proposed KXL pipeline does not cross current trust land, but comes close to both Rosebud and Fort Belknap reservations, as well as crossing ancestral lands in both states. Natalie Landreth says the Obama administration did take tribal concerns into consideration, but the current administration has not.
And it was one of the reasons for the denial. It's in the final John Kerry national interest determination. And of course, they make an opposite determination without investigating any of that.
The State Department will now have 60 days to file a response to the lawsuit. For South Dakota Public Broadcasting, I'm Victoria Wicks.